Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with our new friend, Pat Hardin. Pat is the founder of Hardin Partners, and she's one of the top communication experts in the country, and helps her clients put their best foot forward in the golden age of communication, as she calls it, and that's what we're talking about right now. What are some other areas, Pat, that you help your clients with in making sure that they not only get their message across positively, but they avoid the tripwires and the landmines?
Absolutely. Well, there are a couple more things, and the second thing is real basic, which is have a terrific website that shows who you are, what the services are you provide, and make it visual, make it your story, and tell your story in an interesting way. What separates you from your competition? Why do people like to do business with you? And the next, so those are two, we've talked about Yelp, we talk about your website, those are two digital tools. The next one is more traditional, and I still see a lot of businesses having tremendous success getting their own column in their small local newspaper. Mm-hmm. Now, most towns and cities have the little thin papers. They're often weekly, that are free, that are delivered to people's homes. And many times, a local expert can get a column in those papers.
Mm-hmm.
We have a number of wealth management companies, of attorneys, of physicians.
But your message has to be content. It cannot be promotional.
Exactly.
It has to be 100% about the reader, and the fact that you, if you're the author and they're a doctor and this is the practice that you have and this is what your practice is, that's merely a detail.
Right. It is education for the public about what are the best ways to deal with some issue or problem. Like, okay, you know, Prince unfortunately passed away recently without a will.
Right.
So there has been a rush of people, not necessarily all those with Prince's fortune, but just the average middle class person who wakes up and says, oh my goodness, I need a will. And so our wealth manager clients are putting out columns and content about the why and the how, and everybody basically should have a will. What are the advantages? How do you do it? So that's an example of an educational kind of column.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you can, you may be able to get something on a regular basis with your local paper, or you may be periodic, but you stay with the editorial folks. And or get someone like Pat to help you, because they know these people, right? You know,
absolutely,
you know them, or make sure you're the go-to person if they're writing something about a topic, so you can get this. Is public relations PR is one of the best voices you can get out there. And I love what you said about your story.
Yes, you know, got to make it interesting. Mm-hmm. But the other nice thing that happens with these local columns, when you make them educational and you share great information and tips for people in your community, they usually run a little picture of you and your name. So then when someone is looking for a chiropractor, a nutritionist, or a lawyer, well, one of the key places people see is in your name in this column and your mugshot, your face right there. They feel like they know you. So I think this is a terrific tool, and more media outlets. And even some online, like
and
there
that's,
are.
This is what, yeah, that's what I was going to mention, Pat, because you may not get a space in that in their print version, but they may give you space in their electronic version. And I'll tell you something else: videos.
Absolutely.
If you'll do a video that's contributing to the where the audience can benefit from it, and it just so happens that you run the you own the company that does what you're talking about, they're always looking for videos, aren't they?
Definitely. And videos, like so many other things, are no longer this big, glossy, expensive production. A lot of, you know, people can, there's software to help you make your own video, or what I do recommend, though, if you want it to be really terrific, hire a professional videographer or PR person to help you put it together so that you get the most out of that 2 minutes
right.
of video.
Right, right, exactly. 30 seconds, Pat, last thoughts.
Last thoughts. Don't forget about social media. Your Facebook page can show the personality of your office, your business, your practice. And if you're selling business to business, you better be on LinkedIn.
Got to be on LinkedIn, don't you?
You do.
And that's where you do your homework. That's where you find out whether, you know, who these people are and what they're up to and what the person you're going to call on is up to and what motivates them. You can find a lot about that. And also, you can find out who they know, who you might know to get a referral.
Precisely. And LinkedIn now is becoming much more of a communications vehicle
right.
with thought leadership right. opportunities.
I need your website one more time, Pat.
Okay. We are at www.hardenpartners.com.
Hey, Pat, good job today. Come back soon.
I'd love to. Thanks, Jim.
Pat Harden, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.